Blog Talk Radio.
This shit is irky as fuck, y'all. It done created a whole new link. Like, I really need to get on my premium game so that I can just have, like... Oh, my God!
Fun. Yay! Okay, I'm back. That shit just, like, cut me off. It was like, sorry, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Click. Motherfucker. I know that shit just dropped. Man, call it. Like, no, come back. Come back, Jack. Come here. On some Titanic shit. This is some bullshit. I'm just excited that my alcohol is here. Not that I'm not as equally excited that my bit is here, but I'm just excited about this drink right now. I'm just like a legit lush right about now. Hey guys, for those of y'all who heard that fucking click, I'm drinking a beer and I'm such the fucking lady, I'm gonna drink it with a straw. Oh my God, you need to wake up. You are like knocked out. I cannot do shows this late. I said I can't be doing shows this late because nobody, everybody is dead. So, I apologize. Pause, my beer is spilling. I had to stuff that shit up quick. Okay. I apologize to everybody that was listening, that was anticipating the fucking link being the same. Because, I didn't know that I was going to do that fuckboy shit. The number to call in is the same, 713-955-0347. I highly doubt that the same people are listening now. it's over. You had to do too much stuff to get back on. But to our new listeners, welcome, welcome. Thank you again to our last listeners. We have about 20 minutes left to this segment, and I really just kind of want to open it up to y'all. Like, call us. Let us know what's on your mind, what bullshit you're going through. Like, you want to roast somebody? Call. You want to put somebody on blast? Call. You want to tell us where to get cheap credits from? Call. Oh, I have a UG provider. I sent that shit like he was like a telephone network. Like, if y'all want Verizon, and for those of y'all who don't know what UG is, it's underground shit. Like, all the fucking underground IMVU, sex dungeons, toys, Abbeys, all of that. Nigga is really dope. So if you guys are in need of that rated R IMVU shit, his name is Zy King Royal Heart. Spelled just like that, Zy King Royal Heart. T-H-Y-R-O-Y-A-L, heart. And if you can't spell heart, then fuck your life. I'm logging off. It's lit. Trust me, people will love this late night bullshit. Aw. Shout out again to Vivian Fly Simone and the whole Fly family. She's super fucking dope. People add her, Vivian Fly Simone, so just like that, I'm not spelling shit for y'all niggas no more. She's getting irky. You got a shout-out, Ash? No, you don't want to shout nobody out. You want to shout out that weed man that you just got that ganja from? Because I smell that shit. Why is it next to me? Y'all, I'm going to catch contact. I don't smoke. This nigga done put a joint next to me. Like, I can't. I don't got time for this. Why is it the bag? I don't want that shit next to me. Okay. What are we talking about? We are talking about why I don't think that I should do two shows back to back, because I don't have this shit to say about the second show. Especially if we don't have any guest interaction. Like, I can feed off of conversation, like, back and forth. But me and my son, like, only got so much to fucking talk about. And we're not going to have no, you know, guest interaction. So, shout out to all these guests. 2514, 2571, 2607, 2685. Marie. Oh, shit, she changed her name. Yes, boo. That's Cece, baby. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my gosh, she excites me. I want to give a shout-out to my boss again. Fucking Jackson and his wife, Bailey, of Pink Kitty Strip Club and Lounge. Yes, if you want to see the flyest, baddest bitches on IMDU do they thing, you need to go look up Jackson, J-A-X-T-O-N, and that strip club be lit, especially when I'm there. Like, it's popping, and it's diverse. We got Furbies. What do they call them? What are they called? They're not called Furbies. Yes, Furbies. That club, it be so lit. We got furries, we got white chicks, we got dark chicks like me, we got thick chicks, we got skinny chicks, we got extra thick chicks. Definitely come through the Pink Kitty Strip and Lounge if you want to get. Well, I'm not going to talk about the escorting part of it because I don't escort. But if you want all that extra shit, they provide that too. But me, I'm just a dancer with a dream, okay? Okay. What else? I want to give a shout-out to all y'all bum-ass niggas, y'all punk-ass niggas that be around me on a daily basis but don't support my dreams, that's not listening right now. Y'all irky as fuck. Well, oh, my God, it smells like marijuana. My son is falling asleep. My brother don't got the link. My niece just changed her name. She just got off the short yellow bus. Talking about she gonna beat me for stripping. You the kid. I'm the adult. If I wanna shake my pixel ass, I can shake my pixel ass. I be getting money though. Like, I'm a single mom. Like, what you want me to do? Yo, my kid is sleeping. What are you doing? Wake up. Boom. We got a topic. Swag Right 22. Why people be guests, no AP, no VIP, and been here for years, and they try to date and be with you. Oh, it sounds like you got a sticky situation. Somebody trying to date you as a guest right now? That shit sound like, that shit sound like that came from personal experience. Oh, my God, people are telling me that they can't call and they don't know why. I'm going to have to write a letter to fucking Blog Talk Radio. This is, like, super depressing. Another feature on this shit is that I can call out. So, if y'all want to hit me up and send me your number in my inbox, I will never use it again unless you ask me to for the radio show. I can try and call out and call y'all and add you to the show if that's what you would like, because I can call you from my studio of the radio show. So, I don't know why y'all can't call in. I'm super sorry about that bum-ass shit. That's so whack. But, yeah. So I want to inbox me your numbers, and then I can definitely call you so that you can be a part of the show tonight. I'll be giving Storm. Who is Storm? Okay. Well, my niece, Ramina, a.k.a. Marie, wants to give Storm a shout-out, even though she's not listening or she can't hear, or I don't know why some people can and cannot hear. That shit is bum. This show is being bum as fuck tonight, but they did notify me that they were having some technical difficulties with the website. So this is when I'm happy that I don't pay for this shit. It's a free service right now, so it's fucking up, so it has the right to. It's kind of like stealing somebody's internet and getting mad that your shit ain't working right. I mean, you stole it. What were you expecting? That's so sad that people can't hear right now. Like, people are trying to listen. This is like a bad look for me as like a host. Like, people are trying to hear but they can't. People are trying to call in but they can't. Oh, my brother finally got the show working. Welcome, welcome, Puppy Lopez, a.k.a. Derek, a.k.a. I'm not going to say your real name because I don't want you to hate me. But welcome. Thank you for coming and listening and supporting your sister, unlike our other brother who doesn't love me the way he says he does, clearly, because he's not here. And what is going on? I want to give Twin, oh, no, I'm not giving this nigga a shout-out on my show. You crazy? I'm not. Okay. Swag Wright 22 wants to shout out his twin, the Mac 22. Next. Crazy. But, okay. I want to give a shout out to this person that keeps inviting me. I don't know who the fuck they are, but their name is Pioneer Jack 99. Listen, Jack, I'm a lesbian. You're clearly a dude. I don't want you to pioneer your Jack anywhere near me. Not 99 times, not one. Stop inboxing me and inviting me right now. It's not going down. Like, I don't understand. And who else? I have some DMs that I can't open. It's like every piece of technology I own is malfunctioning right now. It's not even funny. This is some bullshit. But, like, I don't know. We have no callers. But, like, three people just told me they're trying to call. So my niece Marie has a shout-out going out to her wife, Kels, her friend Storm, her parents, who are my brother and sister-in-law, Shad and Ken, her twin, and her sister, Ange. Her twin is Mari and Marie. If I'm not mistaken, my fucking niece and nephew, I should know. You think I would know. I'm pretty sure I got it right, though. So, yeah, shout-out to my family, basically. And by way of Zimbabwe, why is this happening? Everybody's like, where the fuck did the sound go? I really hope that you just heard me, Marie, because I just gave everybody that you asked me to give a shout-out. So I hope that you heard that shit. Who else? I want to give a shout-out to my son, yo, Audacity. That's, like, on the phone right now because I dead woke him up out of his sleep to be on the show with me. And I was like, oh, you want me to let you go back to sleep? And he was like, no, I'm trying to do the show. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like, let me tell you right now, my son is, like, one of the most loyal people I ever met in my entire existence. Like, this nigga been rocking with me for almost 5 years, if not 5 years already. I don't remember. But we've been through mad shit. Like, that's the definition of family. Like, no, he's not my biological son. No, I did not birth him. But, I mean, his loyalty speaks volumes. Like, that's family. Family is not always blood-related. And some family that is blood-related is not really family. So, keep that in mind. I fucking hate people from real life that don't understand, like, the bonds that you have with IMVU people. It's like, my nigga, if you don't get it, like, just don't talk to me about it. Don't act all intrigued. Like, you want to know what's going on, but then get mad when you don't understand or try to judge me about my IMVU life because you don't get it. I don't give a fuck if you don't get it. Like, people just do not be understanding the dynamic that you have with, like, IMVU family and friends. Like, they just expect you to be able to, like, not give a fuck about people that you've known for years and formed bonds with and sold secrets to and shared laughs with and, like, cried with and all this stuff. They think it's a game. I don't even think IMVU was a game. I don't think, I mean, I used to say it was, like, a social network, but now people are not so social in IMVU. They're fucking retarded. And, like, nobody talks. They just sit there in, like, 18 rooms and in shops getting dressed like Barbies. And they don't communicate. It's kind of like Sims. Like, they treat it like it's Sims. Like, there's no interaction with, like, real people anymore. I don't know what be going on with that. Bruh, are you here or are you sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to tuck your ass in. Go night-night, nigga. Go night-night. Like, my night is literally just getting started, despite the fact that I'm tired. Like, shout out to all my listeners right now, because I don't know how you're not tired. Like, y'all either on drugs or Red Bull. Like, that's it. I'm chalking it up to drugs or Red Bull. I don't know why else. And I'm getting tired. And the fucked up thing about it is, you should be here. Like, y'all should be calling in, well, if y'all could. And y'all should be volunteering to be a co-host. Like, if y'all up at this time, oh, y'all got energy and y'all got life to give, please, like, let me know. You can definitely be on my line right now and be a co-host. Like, I'm so into that shit. I'll be needing that. I'm going to need somebody to, like, take up space and time with me. And I like hearing other people's, like, opinions and shit like that. Who is this? I don't know. I just got some hate mail. Shout out to, who the fuck, Akari Winters. Who's a dude? This man said I'm a lesbian. Shout out to you for being mad, I guess. Who the fuck is this? I don't even know. I'm about ready to end this show because my kid is sleeping. I'm about to fucking I'm about to call it a fucking night. We have 10 minutes left. And I'm really just running out of shit to say. I'm trying to get my energy from this alcohol. So if anybody has anything else to say, inbox me, message me, come to the chat room, say something. And I don't know. This is exactly why I'd rather rush and do a 30-minute show than to, like, continuously do an hour show when I don't have, like, shit written down or people calling. I think I said that already. Somebody walking through here in a cut-off shirt, a sports bra, some boxers, like, where are you going? Where are you going? Do you have something to say? I said, you have a lot of shit to say. Why don't you say something? You be saying a lot of shit. Like, you just be going. Like, why don't you fill up these next 8 minutes or something? What do you want to talk about? What should I talk about? I'm not talking about cops killing black people. I'm not going to get political. Like, I don't want to talk about anything that's not IMVU related. Fuck that shit. I'm not about to get into it because people is irky with that whole hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag All Lives Matter. Like, no shit, All Lives. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter, yes. I will say, though, my condolences go out to the families of both victims. Like, and when I say both, I mean, like, the whole, like, the black community and the police community. Like, I really feel like I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't want to go into this. It's not IMV related. I just don't want to do it. It's too much. It's too much controversy surrounding it. Okay, my brother can't DM me, can't comment, and can't call, but he has a topic. So run with that shit. Tell me something. I don't know what the fuck is going on with everything right now. Like, nothing is coming through. I told everybody, like, I'm getting DMs, but I can't get them. I don't know why. It's irky. It's like, yeah, my Wi-Fi is on. What? You gotta make an account? What type of shit is going on? I'm sorry, babe. Oh, my God, that weed is so strong right now. It's irky. That shit is irky as fuck. We got 7 minutes. My brother said he got a topic. I hope that I can fulfill this shit in 5 minutes. Okay, you've been with someone for a long motherfucking time. How do you know when it's time to cut them loose? Okay. Bro, your government name, though. Okay. You've been with somebody for a long time. How do you know when it's time to cut them loose? Basically, you know it's time when you cut them loose. Like, you can't, I mean, there's no particular times. Like, I mean, like, you just do it. Like, when you've had enough. Like, there's this old wives' tale. Actually, I heard this from some chick or whatever, my ex. And she said that it was like a dog on a nail or some shit. And this guy came up to this farmer's house and was like, what's wrong with your dog? Why is he still howling? And he was like, oh, he's just sitting on a nail. And he was like, well, why does he even move? And the guy was like, I guess he hasn't been hurt enough. So it's like you're a dog and a nail. Like, if you're still in a situation where you feel like you want to get out of but you haven't yet, it's because you're not ready. You haven't been hurt enough. And there's also another thing that they say, like, God will make a person hurt you until you can't take no more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody's not supposed to be in your life and you're continuously just holding on to them, holding on to them, holding on to them, then God will make them hurt you until you can't take it no more. And thank you to my niece for sending me this. I think it's an Abby. Thank you for the gift. Love you. But, yeah. Just because you've been with somebody for a long time and just because you love somebody, in my opinion, doesn't mean that you need to be with them. Like, I tell my girl all the time, my real life, like, just because we love each other doesn't mean that we're good for each other. It doesn't mean that we need to be together. People grow apart all the time. Like, shit happens, and you can only take for so much, but only you know when it's time to cut them loose, because you will do it. When you're ready, you will keep it moving, and you will not look back, and you will not have any qualms about it. You'll be done. And that's really just up to you. But, I mean, if you feel like you've done everything in your power to make it work, and you just don't feel like y'all in the same place anymore, you just don't feel like you're compatible anymore, like, people grow. People change every day. And a lot of people like to be like, well, the couples that make it is the couples that change together and grow together and deal with this and deal with that. But I feel like in order to do what me and my friend were talking about you needed to do, which is, like, be your own person and, you know, claim your own independence and still follow your own goals and your own dreams, it might not mesh well in relationships. Like, you might not be able to be who you feel like you are and be who you want to be with someone that doesn't have the same mindset as you or that doesn't respect and accept that that's who you want to be. If you're with someone that you feel like you cannot be yourself with, then maybe you shouldn't be together. It's okay to love somebody and not be with them, because sometimes you have to love someone enough to just let them go, to let them, you know, find their own way, to let you find your own way, and to possibly find someone who you are for, who you can spend the rest of your life with, or who you can spend the next chapter of your life with, because nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry. Like, I saw a meme earlier, and I sent it to somebody. They got mad as fuck. I don't know if they was mad because they ex said this to them or what, but it just basically said, I just want to text my ex right now and tell them, damn, forever went quick, right? And this is how it goes, like. My brother wants to know, how long should you wait to fart in front of your significant other? Like, bruh. I personally don't give two fucks. A fart is something that I cannot control. Like, it's not good to hold your gas. It's like a natural bodily function. Like, if I have to burp or if I have to fart, the only time that I will, like, struggle to hold it in or be polite about it and go to the bathroom is if we're out in public, like, at a restaurant. But if you're comfortable enough to be fucking and sucking my pussy, then, bitch, you better be comfortable enough to hear me and smell my farts. Like, because you cannot tell me that you can put your lips on my vagina, but I can't fart around you. Fuck out of here. You know toxic waste comes out of my pussy and my ass, but you can lick it, but I can't fart around you. Fuck you. I'm a fart. I'm a burp. If you could slide your tongue in my mouth and tongue kiss me and not find that nasty, then you shouldn't find me, like, having a little gas and being a little burpy nasty. Like, fuck out of here. It's only impolite to do it when you're in public, in a setting where there's, like, food and stuff like that. In that case, then, yes, you know, excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, try to if you can. But that's a natural bodily function. That's something that just cannot be controlled. That's, like, that's crazy. That has nothing to do with, like, I don't know. I don't think you should wait any amount of time. I think somebody should know what your gas smells like right the fuck away, because sometimes this girl right here, she be farting, and I be like, yo, if I knew that your fart smelled like that a year ago, I would not be here right now. I would not the fuck be here. I would have been terminated this shit. Real talk. But I don't know. That's how I feel about that. Thank you for the topic, bro. Them shits was good. Keep them shits coming for next week, if it is the next week. I don't even know if I'm going to the show anytime soon until I get my premium. But that's how I feel about that. So we got 90 seconds left to the show. I want to give a shout out to everybody that listens. Vivian, them twins, the Mac, Smooth, and Swaggin, and Marie, and all my family, whole Fly family, everybody. Yeah, just everybody that listened and called in. To my son, I fucking love you. You can go to sleep now. You can hang up the phone. And I'm going to take y'all out with a song. It's probably a song that I already played, but I really don't give a fuck. Sorry, not sorry. Have a wonderful weekend. Adios.
So what are you going to say at my funeral now that you've killed me? Here lies the body of the love of my life, whose heart I broke without a gun to my head. Here lies the mother of my children, both living and dead. Rest in peace, my true love, who I took for granted. Most bomb pussy, who because of me sleep evaded. Her shroud is loneliness. Her God was listening. Her heaven will be a love without betrayal. Ashes to ashes. Dust to side chicks.
Call Becky with the good hair.